This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, it's your girl, Claudia Jordan. We are back with TGIF. We're here to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. Now sit back, relax, get you something to drink, and get ready to sip on our hot tea. Please welcome Al Reynolds. Hey, Al.
What's going on, Claudia?
I'm chilling. I'm looking at your shirt. Is that a jacket or a shirt?
It's a jacket shirt.
Jacket shirt. That's cute. Okay, Thank you. And please also welcome Armand Wiggins. What's up, Armand?
What's going on, Claudia? I'm here and I'm drinking today, so I'm ready to get into some things.
I like the red jacket.
Thank you.
Okay. What are you sipping on?
A little tequila and lemonade.
Wow, that's a tough drink to be at work. Okay. Al, what
are you drinking? I'm doing, you know, my buttery Chardonnay, and I put in it today some blackberries.
Okay. Switch it up. Okay. I kind of cheat. I got the finest bottle of CVS Moscato, so about $8. All right.
What happened last time you were on the Moscato? We slid right on through all these topics, but we didn't get canceled, so we're good.
Hey, we're still here to live another day. All right, now tonight we'd like to give flowers and celebrate an amazing woman in honor of Women's History Month. Me drinking, sorry. We want to give flowers to Marla Gibbs, who was an actress, singer, and comedian whose career spans over 7 decades. She's best known for her roles on The Jeffersons, 227, love that show, and The Hughleys, and much more. Now, Marla is 92 years old and is still acting, and she even received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which cemented her contributions to the entertainment industry. What are your thoughts on the amazing Marla Gibbs and her long career, Al? What do you think?
Gosh, what can you not say about this woman? She is such an inspiration. To know that she used to work at United Airlines, even when she got the role on The Jeffersons, she didn't really start acting until she said she was 44 years old in 1975. And look at the career that she has had since then. I mean, let's talk about it. She's been in Kanye West and Jay-Z videos. She's got the Hollywood Legacy Award. She's got the Living Legend Award, won NAACP, nominated for an Emmy, got the Hollywood Walk of Fame star. She's been in commercials. She's been in videos. She won Funniest Woman of the Year. She's a singer. She started out as a singer before an actress. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. This woman has done it all, and everyone has paid homage to her. I'm so glad that I'm on this platform having the opportunity to give her flowers while she's still alive. Marla Gibbs, thank you for all the influence that you've had on all of us entertainers, and I wish you the best.
All right, Armand?
I feel like this is a career that only some of us can dream about and will probably never ever obtain. So I just think that it's phenomenal to have a career span this 7 decades. Like, that's crazy. Like, this is the definition of success, and I could only hope to have a half of a career like her. So shout out to her.
7 decades and then starting at 44. I love that. For people who think it's all about, you know, if you didn't start out the gate like that, it shows you can start late in life and still have amazing success like her, and as well as Sam Jackson, but we'll talk about him another time. All right, y'all, let's get into these topics. Oh, Lord. It's a story that.
Yeah. This is your story right here.
Favorite.
This is what you love. This is your favorite part.
No, because I don't pick this. Like, I'm not picking this. Like, but it's trending. I want to say this. Y'all pick the stories which y'all make trend. We have to cover. So don't be mad at Fox or any of us. All right. It's a story that keeps on giving. Simon Gamadia recently posted an Instagram story about Portia Williams. He posted, "If you are behind Portia filing for a divorce, please step up and own her mental health state of mind, dumbasses." Do you think Simon is trying to do damage control before Portia reveals what really caused the split? What do you think this is about? Amon, I'm going to go to you first. I want to hear what you have to say about this.
Well, he actually tried to correct it and say emotional state in the comments. So I don't know if that was a play. I don't know if he was trying to be funny, then tried to double back on that by trying to correct it. But I honestly, I don't know what's going on here, because I feel as though Portia came out and was like, listen, if you keep talking, I'm about to expose it all. But at the same time, while Portia is my girl, Simon is, she's still a reality star. And Simon, we know, is a scammer. So I don't know if now they're starting to build the story.
Allegedly.
But I don't know.
No, he was convicted. He was convicted for fraud.
I'm just covering our backs, Al.
Yeah, okay,
we want to cover our backs. But at the same time, like, I don't know, guys. I'm starting to feel a little storyline here. I'm starting to feel a little storyline play here for this. It's going too long.
You know what? It's funny because we hear nothing about them for 15 months, that they're happily married. And like a week before this comes out, like right when she announces that, they announce that she's coming back to the show, all of a sudden, all that stuff. Now, it would be genius, because it will increase interest. Like, we want to know, like, if she's going to read him. They might be laughing at us and playing us all together. Al, what do you think about this?
Well, if that's the case, I'm starting to not be interested. And I've said this before, but this is an interesting thing for me. I mean, he keeps painting this picture that Portia's the one that's unraveling. Am I the only one to think, honestly, Portia appears to be fine, and he's the only one that's jumping on the internet. He's the one that looked like he's having a breakdown. She's still keeping it classy. She's not in the comment sections. You are, Simon. She's not sporting a new band around town. You are sporting a new woman around town, Simon. She's not posting subliminal messages all over some blocks to pick up. You're doing that, Simon. So for me, who's really the one that's in, that's having an emotional breakdown, or has, should have their emotional state of mind questioning? To me, it's Simon. Now, we know he's thirsty for attention, and he's definitely getting, but as far as I'm concerned, in this couple right here, Portia's the only one that seems like she still has a little bit of sense left.
He's actually making her look really, really smart.
Right.
And calm and tempered. And he's the one that's like kind of doing all these rants. He's even fussing. We even got into it on the comments. And it's been funny for me. So, hey, Simon. It looks like Don Lemon and Elon Musk are beefing. Elon's ex, formerly known as Twitter, had initially inked a partnership with Don Lemon's new show. However, after the first episode where Don interviewed Elon, he decided to pull the deal. Check out what Don had to say.
Elon Musk is mad at me, and I just put out a statement about what happened between him, me, and the interview that he is apparently so upset about. But make no mistake about this. This is going to be my first episode of the Don Lemon Show this coming Monday, March 18th. So make sure you tune in. This does not change anything about the show except for my relationship with Elon and X.
Okay, real quick, but I'm going to spend a lot of time on this, but is this a PR stunt to promote the show, or does Elon have an issue with free speech when it's not in his favor? Al, go.
Listen, a couple of things here. I don't know how quick I'm going to be, but I can tell you this. I'm confused by this whole thing. First of all, I do want to say congratulations, Don Lemon. Welcome back, because to you, you're the only Black real journalist with 20 plus years that's still putting out great content. My question here, however, is Elon Musk, his stance has always been the same. Shoot, the White House is attacking this man for his racist rhetoric and his anti-Semitic being. This is on brand with Elon Musk. So I'm not really sure where Don thought that he was going to get some inroads, and that if Elon didn't like it, that he wasn't going to bump him off the platform. I'm just really confused on what Don's strategy is here. Hopefully it's something great, because we know Don is a very smart man and been in the business for a long time. But I honestly don't get it. That's what Elon does. He always puts down Black people. He's the one that said he doesn't want DEI. He doesn't want African American studies taught in schools. He's racist. He said Black people have low IQs and that they shouldn't be working in his facilities. I mean, come on, Don. What were you actually thinking? And also, am I the only one that said in my head, why would Don take an exclusive to CNN, because that's where he took this exclusive to, when he just got fired from them? They embarrassed him for a year and a half, demoted him from prime time to morning time, then plucked him off the network, only for him to come back with this story. I'm just confused all around. It just doesn't make any sense. Why take it back to a company that basically tried to put a nail in the coffin of your career?
Armand, what do you think about this?
I just think that sometimes, I think Don held him to the fire. And I think that what ended up happening, Elon kind of got frustrated in the middle of the interview. Like when sometimes when you interview people, they don't realize how they're going to look until they're midway in the interview or until the interview is done. And then they regret it. So I think Elon started having regrets mid-interview, and then he actually saw it back and then got turned off by the interview because Don Lemon was giving it to him in the interview, and he just didn't like the way that he was going to be perceived.
This is all Elon Musk's fault. Have you not watched Don Lemon in the many years he's been on television? He definitely knows his stuff. He's brilliant. Did you think this was going to be an easy interview? Because perhaps it's from a black man, and you thought as a narcissist, you are Mr. Elon Musk, with all your baby mamas all over the place and a message of a person you are in real life, with your cars driving people into lakes, allegedly, that you thought maybe this was going to be an easy interview. I think you underestimated the man that you gave $24 million. It was a $24 million, too. And you should have done your research. What Don did wasn't bad. It's called accountability. And I think we've gotten so far away from true journalism that people forget. Go back and look at all the interviews that we used to have back in the day where people really held people's feet to the fire. They didn't just softball an interview. And the fact that you got all sensitive, it shows that you are such a hypocrite and a liar. You act like you bought Twitter because you wanted to protect free speech. Absolutely not. You wanted to dim the voices of black creatives and voices on the left and elevate those on the right. And you brought back people that were deemed dangerous. That's what you want, Elon Musk.
And he has a history of suing reporters that speak badly about X. So and how he talks about
anti-Semitism.
Yeah, anti-Semitism, all kind of stuff. So he has
what does this,
has
who does this help?
Huh?
Who does this help?
He's doing what Donald Trump did. He's pandering.
I know, exactly. Like
Once again, you're pandering to the white.
He's consistent.
Four white people that are on Twitter. And you know, like, how I can't stand that people that are this ridiculous and dumb and like and socially have so much success. Like, I swear the wrong people get blessed all the time. That's why your cars are driving people into lakes, allegedly. I'm just saying. I'm cool on your cars.
Come on, Moscato.
Hold on, Elon Musk.
Look, and he was mad because Don asked him about having dinner with Donald Trump. And he was like, I was having dinner with a friend and Trump just came over.
Oh, shut up, Elon. You're so weird. And I hate that I used to like him. You know, when he was telling us all to buy Dogecoin and it ran up. I used to like him. But now he's just a weirdo with a whole bunch of baby mamas and he's a narcissist. Cherie Christian said, Don exposed Elon. And Sonny Levin said, I sure will support and watch Don. And you said that Don's the only John Lemon and
who else is there?
I just Roland Martin.
Oh,
Byron Allen, start the net, put them on the news. Like we need black news reporters. Like we need black journalists that really upset the Elon Musk of the world. Make a tweet about it, Elon. I'll retweet it. All right, Suge Knight is speaking from the prison phones again. On this Collect Call podcast, he spoke out and alleged Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre are part of a secret society with Diddy. He also alleged that once they are seen wearing women's clothes and are painting their nails, then you know they are part of the secret society. Why do you think people are not filing defamation lawsuits against Suge? And do you think there's any truth to his claims? Armand, what do you think about this?
I do not know. This stuff makes me so confused because on one hand, I just feel like, is this a big conspiracy? But then at the same time, I'm like, where there's smoke, there's fire. And then I saw the picture with Snoop Dogg with his nails done. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe this, there is some truth to this stuff. I just feel like this Diddy rabbit hole goes so deep. And we will really be surprised at really what goes on to behind the scenes in order to gain status and power. Because at the end of the day, this is all a power thing and people will do anything to gain power. So it could be true. And I think people are scared of Suge Knight.
People will do a little bit of anything to get the smallest amount of accolades.
Right. Are we
and
really
yes, I agree with you. Diddy's rabbit hole runneth very deep and very wide and very long. I think there's a lot in there. Al, what do you think?
I think he's not the only one. Diddy's not the only one. And I think that's what Suge Knight is speaking to. Suge Knight was in the game for 25 years before he got sentenced and locked up. And so my main question here is, why is he exposing everything now? It makes me really question the conversation and the revelations that he's having. And I got to get used to this, Claudia. You know, I've said this before on this platform. I just got to get used to men being so catty and chatty and like telling people's business. Like, I feel like every time that we're covering him, he's gossiping about something. I would rather, this is just my personal preference, because I always grew up thinking, having this image of Suge Knight as being this scary mobster, like, you know, everybody does what he says because he's like, he's a real gangster. So to see him come and like spill all this tea just is kind of weird to me. I don't know. It just feels kind of weird given what I know him for. I personally would rather him spill tea on how he intimidated the entire hip hop community into doing what he always needed them to get done for himself.
I think Suge Knight, and I've definitely had dealings with him. I've seen him. I used to see him around LA, and I used to be scared of him until afraid of him. Until I got to know him a little bit. I think he knows now he's probably not going to get out of prison. And I think it's kind of like, you know, when you're on your deathbed and you tell secrets that maybe you commit yourself, you're just like, you know what? F it. Let me entertain myself. He has nothing to do. He's in prison. And Suge knows a lot. I don't know if I believe the part about Snoop, because I feel like the Snoop that I know, I don't think that I can't see him in those ceremonies. But a lot of those other people, I do believe. Okay, yeah.
Like who?
First of all, y'all ain't about to get me murdered. You ain't about to get me murdered. I don't live in a high rise anymore. I live in a house. Y'all can come through my front. Well, not my front door. My side door. Listen, you about to get me murdered. Yasmin Jensen said, Suge Knight needs to do his time and be quiet. And that's the only comment we have right there.
To your point, Al, real quick, I think I agree with you where you talk about men, because it seems as though if all this is going on, why are men now just standing up? Like, it seems like they're coming out against Diddy. It's like, so all you guys were punks? All y'all was scared of Diddy? And
yes.
He was playing buttmaster with all of y'all?
Allegedly.
See, like, you
hold on, Ma. Give it
I'm
to
just,
us.
I'm just saying, like, all y'all, Diddy had all you bent over, and nobody wanted to say anything until Cassie?
I mean,
is that a warrior woman right there?
Don't get Claudia riled up.
Allegedly, people do things in plain sight and they tell us while they're doing it. Go back and just like R. Kelly, we go back and we listen to his music and he told himself, Diddy too, take that, daddy. Like, he's been telling us for years. Allegedly. Can't nobody hold me down. I mean, he told us.
Ari Moscato, come on.
I need a girl video.
Tell the tea, Claudia, tell it all.
I'm just saying, I lived in LA for a long time and these whispers are stuff that we've been hearing about for years. But yeah, take that. Coming up next, Kanye West aired out Yes Jules after he fired her. And later, Miss Netta and Charles break the internet with their body transformations. It's giving abs and booty. Are y'all here for it? We'll be back. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, Kanye West recently fired talent manager Yes Jules. The rapper posted to IG, "We have decided to no longer have Yes Jules involved in the rollout of our vultures." Kanye also claims she owes him $7.7 million for violating an NDA, but also said that she never signed her contract. Lastly, a letter from Yeezy team leaked regarding her firing and simply said, "Dear Juliana, obviously, you're fired." All right, what kind of businesses are they running if they have an NDA but no contracts? And what are your thoughts on this sloppy firing? Now, real quick, if you remember, Yes Jules came under fire for asking if she could wear a shirt that said N-words lie a lot. She's definitely been around the Black culture, Al.
To me, like I said before, this is business as usual. There's no new information here. And I honestly, like I said the other day, this is Kanye's way of promoting his new song or his new, you know, whatever his music. I mean, come on. I mean, this is just my opinion. She's getting everything that she deserves. What made you think you were going to be any better than anybody else? We've seen over the last couple of years that Kanye is unhinged. He's a loose cannon. He can't be trusted. He doesn't pay his teachers. He's unreliable. He has mental health challenges. Look, the school has closed. He had a fallout with the school and all the teachers. His church had a fallout of the church, closed the church. He had a marriage fallout. He had an Adidas and Gap fallout. He's fallen out and fired everybody. What is new, young lady, and what made you think that you were going to miss the shot or the firing range as well? You get everything you deserve, you know, and you don't have a contract and you're working for him. Nah, I have no empathy for her at all.
Okay. Well, Armand, what do you think?
I love Kanye West. Like, he literally is the GOAT. Like, to tell somebody, obviously, you're fired. It's like, what? How do you fire me like that? You know what I mean? I just feel like Kanye West is an icon. And here's the thing. Anybody that gets in bed with Kanye West in any kind of any capacity, you know it ends in some sort of performative way. So at the end of the day, I don't think that she's feeling any kind of way. I don't think she's surprised. We're not surprised, but I'm entertained by it. So shout out to Kanye, and I'm sure she'll find work elsewhere.
Well, black men love her, so she keeps getting jobs in our arenas. Mm-hmm. And Kanye really does seem to value the opinion of white women these days more than he used. Like, that's really, like, it seems like that's his muse. Those are his muses now. Like, this is the same guy that said when he get on, he gonna leave your ass for or leave your butt for a white girl. She's been around the scene for a while. Kanye, you're showing bad business right now. How do you get an NDA and then you didn't enforce her to sign her contract? That would probably be first or at the same time. Like, you usually send the NDA with the contract. So that's kind of on you. And I don't know if you'll be able to get $7.7 million from her.
And also, he's being hypocritical. Hell, he's stealing music from Donna Summers and Ozzy Osbourne, and she's not on her NDA. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, no?
I agree.
Yeah, well, narcissists never believe that. They think it's a different set of rules for them. All right, on a recent episode of Nick Cannon's podcast, a question was posed about cheating. Take a look.
Would you rather your partner have sex, like, with someone that they don't love, it didn't mean anything, or be in love with someone they never have sex with?
All right, if you found out your partner was cheating, would you prefer for them to be physically cheating or emotionally cheating? Armand, you're in a relationship, so let's go to you first.
Physically all day long, because you could bang it out and there's no feelings. It's when someone gets into your head, when somebody gets into your mind and your heart, that's when it really matters. That's when you really have trouble. But just a little clap cheek here and there, hey, I'm okay with that. Do you? Just don't bring nothing home to me.
Armand, what did you say about the banging out?
Bang out here and there. You don't do what you've got to do, but just wrap it up and don't bring me no, you know, nothing that I can't get rid of. So at the end of the day, emotionally is where I don't want you to cheat. I don't want you to cheat at all, but if you're going to cheat, don't do it with the heart and the mind.
Okay. Al, what do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree with him on this. Like, you know, physically, I think it's expected. I don't know. I think my age is like, I don't put too much weight in the physical because we're men, you know, men do what men do. I'm not saying that's a justification or that makes it right, but I would be less alarmed with physical than an emotional. But at the end of the day, I'm alarmed that anybody's listening to freaking Nick Cannon about relationship advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, he's not anybody I want to take advice from when it comes to relationships.
Mm. Of course, I don't want to picture my man inserting his penis into another woman or man. I don't want either one of them. I also don't want him to be like falling in love with someone's personality because he really lost them then. I think both are bad. I guess the lesser of the two evils, if it was just physical. It's hard for women to understand just physical though, because a lot of us don't think like that, not all. I guess I'd have to pick one. I'd say I'd hate for them to be emotionally involved because then you've really lost them once they're over you or bored with you, right?
Can we just take a second and talk about what is Nick Cannon going through? Is this an identity crisis that this young man is going through? Because I'm just confused at what he's doing in the direction that he's going. Like, especially hosting the Zeus Network and watching all these women fighting. I feel like his brand has taken a 360 turn, going in the wrong direction. I think he has a brand identity issue, or is this something he's always been, but it was masked a different way?
I think Zeus is just really handing out big bags, because I know they gave me one, but they got even bigger bags ever since. I think they gave, I mean, if they're working with Floyd Mayweather and also Nick Cannon, I'm believing that they're really giving out seven-figure deals, maybe even eight-figure deals for them to go over there. Like I said, I know what one day of work for me over there was looking like, and I, you know, hey, thanks. I'll be ratchet with y'all for a minute. But for Nick, who I would think is already extremely successful and wealthy, I would think we don't need it. So for me, I'm thinking it has to be a really big bag, or maybe there's some plans to change the, never mind. They ain't doing that. All right. A viral but sad fight has social media in a frenzy. 15-year-old Kaylee Gain is reportedly in a coma after being in a physical altercation. It's being reported that Maurice Duclos slammed her head into the concrete multiple times. Now, people are calling for her to be tried as an adult. And some social media users are speculating that it's because she's Black. And Kaylee, who reportedly started the fight, the white girl in the coma, is white. Now, do you think racism is playing a huge factor in the treatment of both girls? Real quick, one social media user wrote, Kaylee jumped the 15-year-old the day before and was there to fight her again. Al, what do you think about this?
This is tough, Claudia. I'm going to say this. My prayers are with both the families. And I'm just tired. And we've talked about this a lot on this show about we need to have a town hall meeting, because these kids have got to learn a better way of resolving their issues. And in leading to death or leading to someone in a coma is not the answer. And it's just not right. It's not good. And we have to make a change, y'all. I mean, we have to make a change in our community. We also have to make a change on how we're viewing violence and how violence is the only way to solve something. I, you know, Claudia, you said this 100 times on the show. We really need, as leaders in media, especially in the Black community, have a town hall to really discuss this. And I will say this, and I don't care who agrees or not, it shouldn't lead to this. And we shouldn't be happy whether they're Black or white. Let's take the color completely out. All of this is disgusting and it's bad. And I will say this also, the parents for both these kids need to take some responsibility in this, because either way, it's not good.
Another user wrote, let me get this straight. The white girl assaulted the Black girl first, and then just so happens that the Black girl was more skilled at fighting and beat her butt. Kaylee has a GoFundMe with a $500,000 goal to help pay for the medical bills. Armand, what do you think about this?
I just feel like even when I was a kid growing up, you know, my parents would tell me if somebody hits you, you hit them back and you don't stop. So at the end of the day, if this white girl jumped me the day before and she thinks she's going to do it again, because I've went to all white schools before and I've been caught the N-word and I've had white people jump me and I had to whoop them. Okay, so at the end of the day, whatever happens, happens. It's unfortunate. They're kids. We don't want this to happen to anybody. But I think that wanting her to be tried as an adult is definitely because she's Black. And I definitely don't think that she should be. But at the end of the day, that girl shouldn't have came up to her harassing that girl. She got what she got because she started the fight. End of story.
Janella said fighting and trying to kill someone is different. I'm going to say this. This country has a long history of making adult white people, they're just a boy. Boys will be boys. It's just, you know, they're just a kid. But let a Black kid be 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, they address them as a man. That's been happening since slavery, okay?
Yes.
So let's be very clear. America is just doing what America does, right? It continues to demonize and make young kids that are Black, they're adults because they're big, Black, and scary. But a white person... I remember there was an Olympian that was down in Brazil while... Was it Locke? Wilding out, and they were like, he's just a boy. He was like 30 something years, like he was older. He was in the 20s or 30s. They always do that. No, this is a 15-year-old.
And this is a young girl, period.
But if we know that, Claudia, as a community, we can't perpetuate it. I mean, if we know that they're going to possibly charge us, then we got to say, hey, guys, we got to be smarter and we got to do better. This young lady's life is about to change forever if she gets tried as an adult. And her life will never be the same. She will be a convicted murderer. And what contribution will society allow her to have because of this silly decision that we in this community are promoting and saying that it's okay to do?
But my thing is this, on the flip side, what if those two white girls would have beat her?
Then I would want them in jail. Put them in jail.
But it's not about that. Is what if she wouldn't even have the chance to fight back? What if they had would have overpowered her and she had been the one in the coma? You know, so she didn't know.
She
didn't
have to go to jail too.
But the problem is you have to fight for yourself. You have to protect yourself. You don't know if you're going to live another day. You can't think about if you're going to murder them or not. You have to get up out of that.
My whole point, and I know we got to go to break, is they just don't have the same energy across the board. And they always do this when it's a black kid, and they don't. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. They just got to make it equal. That's the issue. All right. We could probably talk about this for a long time, but we have to go to break. Coming up next, Miss Netta and Charles. Yeah, they broke the internet with their body transformations. They are giving sexy, or are they? And later, Wendy Williams is in some tax trouble. We'll be right back.
Oh, no.
Welcome back to TGIF. Shout out to everybody in the chat. We appreciate y'all rocking with us every single night. All right, Miss Netta and Charles recently popped out with new bodies. The couple shared their plastic surgery results on Instagram while showing off Mrs. Netta's double BBL and Charles' flex sculpt with ab etching. Hold on, I need a drink for this.
Oh, God.
Was this a body upgrade or downgrade, Al?
Oh, God. Upgrade. Anything could have been an upgrade, especially for Miss Netta. This is crazy to me. First, what is going on over there at Gold's Plastic Surgery? That's all I want to know. The way they do the interviews, I feel like I am on like some television show, some makeover transformation show or something. The way they interview the client, getting the massages in the middle of surgery and all that stuff. And second, am I the only one that's starting to get concerned about Charles and Miss Netta? Now, you know, they were so gracious to start with us first on their media tour, and they appeared very cool. But I feel like America has created monsters with these two. And it doesn't seem to me that it's going to be sustainable. I'm starting to have concern for them. And I just really hope that they're going to be okay. And hopefully they can pivot and turn this into a show or something. Because I know they mentioned one when they're on here, but nothing hasn't happened. Because there's a big difference, and Claudia, we've seen it 100 times before. There's a big difference between being famous and being successful in the entertainment industry.
That's right. Armand, I'm curious to know, what do you think about the new bodies? Do you like them? Are you here for them? Do you think they look better?
Charles and Miss Netta give me that. They slow. It's no shade. I said they're a little slow, and nobody want to say it. Charles is a little slow, allegedly, in my opinion. Miss Netta is slow and crazy, in my opinion. Okay, that's the first thing. Now, I will say this, though. In the photos that we have here, it doesn't look that bad. Now, the photos that came out that were on the blogs, that looked disgusting, okay? You had Miss Netta looking like a pudding pop. She was, like, flubbered all over the place. And then Charles, I don't know how you had, didn't they let, they in, look like they inserted abs was still fat. So for me, I was a bit confused at the surgery. So for me, after all of that surgery and still being fat, he probably should have got his money back if he paid for it. But, you know, it could have also been a promotional thing too, but it looked a mess either way.
Oh, that was definitely a promo.
Yeah.
That was 1000% promo.
Go on and let it out. Just go on and do it. Go on and
you know
do
that
it.
Was a mess. You know they look a mess. Good, bad, like.
Okay, when you get abs.
Why did they?
I don't understand.
Why does he still got like love hands? Suck something out of me. Suck it all out, please. He looks like an ab fat man.
It just looked like they just sculpted fat into abs, and I don't know how ab sculpting works, but I just
Miss Netta looked like one of them things, you know, when you go to like the rich people park when they got the water, or like, you know, the
oh, the melted chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that before picture?
Yeah. Yes, that was a mess, Claudia. You know it.
I'm not laughing at you, Miss Nutter Charles.
Yes, you are.
I'm laughing with him.
You know what? Okay.
Did you see her double BBL?
The before pictures were troubling.
Oh.
The after pictures were troubling. You know what? I'm not mature enough for this conversation.
No, Claudia, you are not getting out of this one.
I know. You're not gonna leave us hanging in the
wind. You'll be trying to leave us hanging in the wind, girl.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna get you.
Right. I'm gonna get you.
What are your thoughts, Claudia?
Yeah.
I said you made abs out of fat and left the fat out of the bed. And Miss Netta still had acne on her butt. So she had And I think they're adorable, they're fun, but I do feel like these surgeons and these people are taking advantage of people that are a little bit slow. That it's giving that they don't know any better. And like he's probably really put wearing tight shirts now, thinking I'm popping, I got these abs. I just feel like they should put goals. Goals, no good will come to you until you fix them abs, goals, and that butt. Keep it locked because coming up next, Wendy Williams.
Are we body shaming?
Yes.
No, we are not. We are telling the truth. That's the truth.
But the truth now is bullying, body shaming. You know that, right?
Oh, gosh.
Call me a bully and a body shamer then.
Okay, we gotta go. Coming up next, Wendy Williams is some tax problems, tax trouble, and later, Love is Blind keeps getting more scandalous by the minute. We love you, Charles and Netta. Just don't make no more lunch for like a couple weeks. Welcome back to the show. All right, y'all. Wendy Williams is reportedly facing a tax lien for more than $500,000 in unpaid taxes. Now, Williams failed to pay her federal taxes amounting to $568,000 in 2019 and 2021. What are your thoughts on this? Armand, what do you think?
You know, Wendy is my girl. I hate to see her going through all of this stuff. I don't know. I just hope that the people that are around her can, you know, kind of help her get this together. Because I just hate to hear all this negative press continue to come out about Wendy Williams. Now, apparently this also happened before the guardianship was even set in place. So we can't even really blame the guardianship. So hopefully she gets this taken care of and, you know, as soon as possible.
Okay. Al, what are your thoughts?
Hey, I think this is the media's way of telling you that there's something behind this curtain that we're all going to get a front seat to really soon. This is not by happenstance that we're now discussing a tax lien that happened in 2019 to the sum of $500,000. We're also discussing that Kevin has not been paid since this exact same time with her since her tax lien. And we also have a judge saying that there's no money. So I hope I'm wrong, but I'm thinking this may be, you know, the prelude to something very dark that we're about to find out about one of our favorite entertainers of all times.
It's crazy that, like, I get falling behind on some things because I've definitely been in that position before and I had to catch up and do multiple years, you know, and then sometimes, honestly, you just don't feel like it because you know that you owe them, you know, so you're like, all right, put it off until I got it. I understand that. It just seems like there's been so many financial hits in her life and we're on her people. Like, who is this? Right. You're not that big of a brand. Like, you have safety nets, right? I would think you'd have safety nets on your team. So did everyone fail her? I understand an entertainer because sometimes entertainers can be reckless. You know, maybe our business acumen isn't like it should. But you've a big brand like Wendy Williams, I think she'd have a team, right? Where's your accountant?
I think the good thing that we do like seeing is that Wendy is getting some type of advice because she sold her apartment in New York City. That's a good sign. That means she's getting or trying to build her nest egg back up. And she sold a show. I mean, I know we don't like the show. I know it painted her in a very bad way, but she did get paid. So maybe she is doing these things to try to get her life back on track financially.
All right. Well, we wish you the best, Wendy. Well, it looks like the TikTok could be banned here in the United States. The House has officially passed the bill to ban TikTok if its owner, ByteDance, refuses to sell the platform due to privacy concerns. What are your thoughts on this potential ban and how will this impact the entertainment industry? Just I know a note, personally, I know this 170 million TikTok users here. So a big deal. Armand, what do you think about this? I know TikTok is really important to younger people, especially.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to really change the game for how a lot of people are making their money and a lot of content creators across the world, honestly. Like, people are, you know, people rely on that income, that TikTok income. But on the flip side, I know, like, I can be talking to my friends about eating a carrot, you know, and all of a sudden my phone starts to show me carrots. So I'm thinking, like, somebody's spying on me. You know what I mean? So if this is a way to protect me, then I'm here for it, because, you know, China's no ally to us. So I feel as though, you know, if this is a way to protect me, I'm here for it, because I don't really trust these phones these days. And TikTok is too advanced.
Okay. Al, what do you think?
I think that we all need to wake up and understand what the United States is saying to us as it relates to the possible harm that TikTok can have. When you have Donald Trump and Joe Biden actually agreeing on something, then you know that we all need to open our ears. The thing about TikTok is they can actually take your passwords, the rhythm of your strokes. So when you put passwords into your banking account, your all of that, your personal information, they get access to that based on your consumption and use of that phone. This is very scary. And for the US government, they are saying that they're using this to spy on us, and that this is actually as deep as a terrorist act. So I think the United States government is not letting us know all the details, but the little that they have shared, I think we need to pay very close attention. And I know we love TikTok, and I know a lot of people of color are making a lot of money on that platform, but we can't have it at the detriment of our freedom as a country.
Once again, especially the left, is doing a horrible job of the messaging. Because what the youth, which we want the youth in this next election to come on a vote, is going to hear is that their beloved TikTok is being taken away from them, and they will not know why if they don't do a deep dive on their own. So I think they got to be really, really careful with how they explain and why it's so bad. I will say, tell y'all one thing. I think I mentioned on the show before. They showed the comparison of TikTok in China as opposed to TikTok in the United States. It is night and day. China, very much a communist country, they control what their consumers, you know, what they get, right? What they ingest. And then they try to create future engineers and rocket scientists and doctors. So their TikTok is different. It's more educational. And ours is like dance moves, right? That's what kind of made it popular. And like lower vibrational things. So there's an argument that outside of the personal protections and the privacy stuff, that they're programming Americans to be dumber than we already are. We're already struggling when it comes to that kind of stuff. We're losing brain cells every single day. I just wish they would really push the negatives, because I see this being a disastrous and being a lot of pushback from the youth when they lose their TikTok, if they don't know exactly why. You know what I mean? I think that can really piss a lot of young people off, because they love their TikTok. I don't know how to work this stuff. I'd be like,
less to lose though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm here to get rid of it if it's going to protect me. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah,
it can go.
You're the first person I hear to say that, because I hear people being so like.
No, but like, have you ever been on your phone and just been thinking about something and then it appears? Yeah. That's scary to me.
It is.
It listens to
like
you.
I could be thinking about something and then there's an ad for it.
No, what should be scary? What should be scary for you is that when you go into your sign on and you use any type of web-based money app, that they can actually find your passcode, get your email, and steal all your money. That's what we should be most concerned about, not to mention unclassified documents telling where things are and who's holding what and all that.
Kelly says Instagram does the same thing. I wish another company would come along that isn't so negative. An American company, now they have 6 months, I believe, for an American company to buy TikTok and change things about it. That is what's in the bill, and it hasn't passed the Senate yet. So it's not a done deal yet, but be prepared, y'all. All right, y'all, from bed bugs to scorpions, it seems like hotels in Vegas can't catch a break. A man is now suing a hotel in Las Vegas after he was stung in his testicles by a scorpion while he was sleeping. That's a lot. First of all, why did it just go for the... Okay, he described the sensation as somebody stabbing me in my private area with a sharp glass or a knife. I just got back from Vegas. I'm glad I didn't get stung. I don't have one. What are your thoughts on the story, Al?
It's not just scorpions, it's bed bugs. Listen, this is an epidemic and it's been one for a long time in Vegas. But, you know, Vegas is one of those towns where in the last 4 months, 13 million people have visited. They've been in and out of those hotels. And it does not matter if it's a high-end hotel like Venetian or Encore to Excalibur and Mirage. All of them are seeing the same thing. And so the Southern Nevada Health District is telling everybody that visits Vegas, when you come into that hotel, pull your sheets back, inspect your bed, inspect your pillows before you settle in for the evening.
I feel itchy. Like, Mom, what you think? I'm getting itchy.
Just something I'm hanging from my nose. You know, like, I get so queasy because you'd be like, what if it would have went to the, I don't know. That to me tip? Just makes me feel like.
To the what?
What if it would have went to the tip? Yeah. Like,
to the who?
The tip.
The tip.
Oh, the tip. Oh.
You sleep. You know what I mean? Imagine being asleep and you got a scorpion sucking your. I'm like, oh my God. That could just be crazy. So I don't know.
I don't know if they suck. I think they stink.
Sting. I don't know. I'm not okay with it. I'm uncomfortable. I'm feeling away. Yeah, I think I would be suing the Venetian for sure. For sure.
Jerry said, I want to get ate in bed, but not by insects. If you think about hotels, though, think about the grossest person you know and that they slept on a bed that you're now in right now. Yes, they wash things, but okay.
Wouldn't that be a good story?
Mm-hmm.
Who else slept in the bed that Claudia Jordan slept in?
I know.
They left a scorpion behind.
Right, and bed bugs and lice. Well,
that actually happened to me, though, before.
Bed bugs?
Crabs. I got crabs before.
All right, you and Funky got something in common.
Yeah, it happened. It happened. I was 18.
That third chair's got something with it.
I was 18. Let me tell you something. And I went and did this Disney program, and we stayed at this house, and it was like it was everyone living in the house. And I don't know. One day I woke up and I was itching, and I was like, "What is this?" They look like little critters. And I like, that was the first
time. Oh, so you're trying to say you got it out of a bed.
Right.
Well, maybe I got it from a man. Oh, come on.
Living your truth. It's okay.
Hey, I've told this story many times on my channel. So I could have got it from the guy, or I could have gotten it from the toilet.
You got it from a guy, boy.
The old, like, hot crab from a hotel bed story. I've heard that before. Oh, I borrowed my cousin's
got it from the pillow.
The toilet!
Oh, sure, because crabs jump up. Oh, Dior said our mom had a seafood boil.
Oh! That was my first experience with alcohol.
Al, something about that third chair and crabs.
Something about that third chair, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. Coming up,
crabs, too?
Yes. You guys have a lot in common.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, Love is Blind keeps getting more scandalous by the minute. We'll be back. Ooh. Welcome back to the show. Oh, Lord. All right. Clay from Love is Blind is being dragged for rejecting his fiance, AD, at the altar. His reason for not saying I do was that he still needed to work on himself and wasn't ready to get married. Now, someone on Instagram wrote, but went on the white network and played in that black woman's face. Goodbye. Clay responded, believing a white network over your own people is even wilder. Do you think Clay was chasing clout? Or did he seem genuine? Al, what do you think?
You know what? I think he got caught up by those producers, baby. You know better than all of us, Claudia, how producers will produce. Yeah. And they probably were like, you know, he was like, oh, what do I do? And they were like, do what you feel. Because they know him turning that woman away at the altar is going to cost this, which is great ratings for them. Huge conversations. And there he landed yesterday, or was it today, on Tamron Hall's couch. And he brought his mother because of all of the emotional stress this young man has gone through from all the hate and bullying that he's received online. I will have to tell you this. That young man came across as extremely credible on that show. And I think, you know, not only is he very handsome, but he's very sound-minded. And he said, look, I didn't want to get married. I shouldn't have been in that position. he decided not to get married. So, and I think that's fine. I'd rather him stop it before it gets uglier, because when men find themselves in situations like that, it really introduces a whole host of other bad things that could occur between him and her. And she's got a young child, remember? So I think he did the right thing.
Okay, Armand, what do you think?
I think he honestly did her a favor. Like, throughout this whole experience, he had been trying to tell her that he was not ready. He was afraid that he would cheat on her. He would tell her, I like you, but I just don't know if I could be a husband. I don't know, but I really want to be in a relationship with you. And she would tell him, listen, if you tell me no at that altar, I don't want a friendship. I don't want a relationship. I don't want nothing from you. So at the end of the day, he strung her along and told her at the altar, listen, I don't want to marry you. I think it benefited her, because now, look, everyone's talking about her. Everyone feels bad. She got extra camera time. She was one of the only two couples to make it all the way to wedding day. So it ended up benefiting her in the long run. People started trashing him. So I think, you know, he did her a favor. But at the inevitably, he didn't want to get married. And she was trying to push the issue and force him to marry her. So she should just take it, take the clout that she got, and understand that that man didn't want to get married, and she was trying to force him to marry her, and he had been telling her the whole season, I like you, but I don't want to get married.
Claudia, I wanted to ask you this real quick, because you know the dynamics of this. Did he get more money because he was one of the few that made it to the altar?
I'm not sure, because I'm not familiar with the show, but isn't the point of the show to get married?
If you make it to the altar.
Huh?
The point is getting to the altar, right?
The point is to get to the altar, but you don't have to get married.
Right.
Okay, now that I know that, you wrong for this, sir. Of course you knew this woman wanted to get married to you before you went on the show. You went on a show about marriage and weddings, that the goal is getting to the... Why would you even go on that show and put yourself in that position if you...
Didn't she meet him there?
Huh?
Yeah, but they met in pods. They hadn't even seen each other.
Yeah. One thing is, if you know you're not ready to get married, like, why would you even go on that show?
I get what you're saying, but...
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm not into marriage, I'm not going on any shows that's going to put the pressure on me, because you're going to hurt somebody.
But the thing is, she already banged him the first day she met him.
Okay.
She gave up everything. So then she started trying to force him into marriage.
Maybe he was looking for love, but he knew that this wasn't the one.
Exactly.
And that
he gave it up too quickly.
You can't give up your goodies too soon, sweetheart.
Throw it at him.
You know what? Men are a trip, because before you get it, I'm not going to judge you.
You better be glad she didn't get crumbs.
Don't worry. And then after, you shouldn't give up the cookies. Now I can't look at you. Man, get that F.
You better be glad she didn't get crabs.
And that's how y'all got crabs. Y'all got crabs. You know what? I want to thank my co-hosts, one with crabs, one without. Al Donald, for joining
both me. Both with crabby attitudes.
Crab ass dudes. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for Paging Dr. Shonda. We'll see y'all back here tomorrow. Really?
She was her fault. She was getting out of it. And she won in the end. Like, come on. She got all the clout. Everyone's trashing him now. He's the bad guy. He had been telling her, I don't want to marry you.
You don't get embarrassed because you got crabs. You talked about it. So I know you don't even understand. We'll see y'all another time. Bye, y'all.
Have a good night, Selma.